KQX, WKQX, HD1, Chicago, Cumulus Station.
Once upon a time in the kingdom of Chicago, boys and girls did frolic with the flat bills of their caps slightly askew, wandering about with little intelligent convo to fill their earbuds. They longed for the sort of chatter that might ignite the torch of sport which fills their every thought, for they craved a place where they might hear the evil, see the evil, speak the evil. It would be more than the gums a-flappin', hoo-ya-crappin', tired old boys club. And there was no joy in being herded about by songs written in Bristol, Connecticut. So they gathered here, rose to their feet, and removed those caps because the game was about to begin.
Welcome to your new sports talk destination here in Chicago at 87.7 FM. We're all here today. Everyone that's in the house, you'll hear on our radio station. I am Alex Quigley. He is Howard Griffith.
How are you, my friend?
We are Griffin Quigs. We'll be here from 1 to 3,
yes,
Monday through Friday.
Yes, we will.
Griff, fun story about us. We go back to our U of I days. Howard was a bruising running back.
Eight touchdowns
in one game.
Allegedly.
He also won a couple of Super Bowls, and you can't say allegedly because I watched that.
Your eyes may have been playing tricks on you, but go on.
To be fair, the Green Bay Super Bowl, by the end, I was drunk, so maybe you only won one. I'm not sure. But Howard and I, we're both U of I guys. We love football. I love hockey. You love basketball. We both love Chicago sports.
Absolutely.
We're going to go into a little more detail of who we are as we introduce the whole rotating cast of characters.
And do we have some characters, by the way? People are going to be excited to hear from these, some of these voices now.
And over the next coming days and weeks, we're going to add even more to our roster. We got to keep some things secret for now. That's all I'm going to say. But for now, I would like to lead off. This is not a normal show. We're not going to spend all this time talking about ourselves constantly. But today you need to get to know us a little better. And I think we want to start off with our man. He's been working in Chicago media for 37 years. For 65 years old, he looks great. I'm talking about David Kaplan. David, can you walk up to a microphone?
Hey! You're a funny man.
We're starting already, Cap. Are you ready for this?
I am, my bald brother. How you doing? Oh,
you know what? I've had many good days in my life. This is a Mary.
This is unbelievable because we all dreamed about this and we talked about it, and Jimmy and Larry made it a reality. It's unbelievable.
They're in the house. Jimmy and Larry, I'm going to give you guys a round of applause again. Please, everyone. You guys talk about good people to work for. You guys have been the best. I never thought this was possible a year ago. Cap, I mean, think about it.
I did not believe it was possible.
Didn't think so. So tell us what your show
is going to be all about.
It's going to be all about, and tell us like when it's going to be. Who's going to be with you?
Starting tomorrow, David Hall will be on the show. He's actually at spring training this week. The great lead columnist for the Chicago Tribune. So he'll join us from spring training. So Mark Carmen's going to be with me during the week until David comes back full-time here next Monday.
Carmen?
Mark Carmen.
Yeah. You're going to be able to handle it.
You'll also have him at nights at 7. And then we're going to have a number of guests. Jed Hoyer tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Eddie Olchek from Sochi at 9:30. We've got a whole lot planned. Martellus Bennett's going to be with us this week. John Paxson next week. Tom Thibodeau.
Stop, Cap. I mean, wait.
How many hours long is your show?
Exactly.
Show is going to go 9 to noon with Haw, and then I will also be on 12 to 1. So we'll be here for 4 hours every single
day. I like it.
So are you going to be able to handle getting up earlier? Because you've been a night owl for all these years.
You know, I have not been off nights for 32 years. I think my wife may divorce me within a month.
Did Mindy provide the pizza today?
I think she did. I was.
Thanks, Mindy. We appreciate that, Mindy.
Solid day. Solid.
Shout out for Lou Malnati. Right there.
Just so excited to be part of this unbelievable team here. It's going to be great.
All right. So you've got yourself and David Ha. Describe your relationship with David, because especially right now, you can say whatever you want, and he can't like rebut it.
He is exceptionally well-read, but never right on any argument that we have. We argue, we battle like brothers. We're best of friends. We battle on TV, and now we're going to get the chance to do it every single day. And we're also going to have a chance. He gets insane emails from readers about whatever his opinion is if they disagree in the paper. We are going to address some of those on the radio every day.
Will that be a big part of the show?
That will be a huge part of that show.
I like it. So the people with a voice.
Will it be crazy people with the voice, though? Because I've read comment sections on newspaper articles, and those scare me.
There are some scary ones, but we will address them.
We do have security here at Tribune Tower if you need it.
A little panic button underneath the console.
It's under here to the left. Me and Griff already got it taken care of. So
Hall was a football player, too. So you and I have been smart. You've got Howard as your bodyguard. I got David, who was a Division I football player.
Well, here's the problem. If I'm your bodyguard, you got issues, because I'm going the other direction. I'm not going to find myself in the middle of any stuff.
You're going to run.
I'm not going to run. I'm just going to stroll off in the other direction with my phone and call some people.
Making the phone call for you, it's the least he could do.
Yeah.
It's the literal least he can do.
Literally.
So you and Ha, 9 to 12, and 12 to 1, is that the David Kaplan like fireside chat?
Similar, we're going to try.
Because I saw them delivering this big old like leather plush throne. I figure it was for Jimmy.
Mine.
Yours. You already getting all the perks?
I'm actually going to do that hour from Jimmy's office.
Oh, does he know that?
In his bathroom.
We'll find out. Private bathroom, the whole deal.
Right on. Well, and David Hall gets back from Russia, or from spring training on
Sunday night. He will be with us.
Got him in Russia.
At 9 a.m. He doesn't know that. Yeah. 9 a.m. on Monday. But he's going to join us throughout the week from spring training, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
And he's literally in a jet right now. Otherwise, we would have him on the phone.
Correct. He is private jet. His way.
Private jet?
Jimmy's jet.
Jimmy's got a jet.
Larry's jet.
Somebody's jet.
Well, real quick, while you're here and you're dressed up all nice, you're on TV later on tonight, right?
Correct, 5:30.
By the way, I just want to drop it out there. Griff and I, we would love to be on your show more often.
Love to have you on.
He had me on once, and then he told me I had to get off. I was no good. I was bad at what I did. So.
That is not true.
Well,
why would you do that to him?
Why would you allow the truth to get in the way of a good story?
That's a good point.
I mean, come on.
I'm a huge Howard Griffin fan. Huge.
Going back all the way?
Even though I think Illinois, what have they won, one game over the last 4 years?
Well, that's a whole nother issue.
You got two in
line. It's very true. I mean, facts are what they are. We are a struggling bunch, and we used to be able to count on the basketball team, and now we can't even.
They're a struggling bunch. Get Bruce Weber back.
Yeah.
Ooh. He's busy. Winning games.
Winning.
Exactly right.
You catch the All-Star Weekend over the weekend, Capper?
I did.
Any thoughts? On the debacle
that
was Saturday.
There is nothing more boring
night than
the NBA All-Star game.
So we were talking about this a little bit.
It's the worst.
Cap, let's throw this out there. You saw what the NFL did. They had a draft. What about a draft for the NBA?
That would be a lot more fun.
I mean, to sit around and have a good time with that, I think.
No, I did get up early to watch Olympic hockey.
I did too.
That was I was exhausted when it ended.
Well, that's a whole different level of stakes. Every 4 years, national pride. But talking about that All-Star game, can you imagine Team LeBron versus Team KD? The personal pride involved?
And maybe in a year when he's healthy, Team D. Rose.
Ooh. Oh, my God. You said the name.
Can we just get him healthy? I mean, if we could get him healthy, I think all Chicago, it would stop snowing outside if he was healthy. I'm just saying.
I think that's probably, he'd be the savior.
Right. We'd need him out there.
We'd have to switch our free pizza source, I think, for the day, right? He's a Giordano's guy.
He is a Giordano's guy.
Yeah. Well, we can work on that. We can work on that.
Cheating on my wife.
But Joe Noah did not treat that game like it was an exhibition.
That was fun to watch.
Joe Noah played almost the whole fourth quarter, and he played hard.
He was awesome yesterday.
I mean, then again, it looks easier when no one's playing defense.
But he's running up and down the court. This is what I really love about his game. He works as hard as he can every time he's on the floor. And you've watched him grow since he was first drafted here, and that's what's exciting about watching.
He's got a motor.
I'm not going to say he's got a motor, because a lot of times, well, let's say he has a motor, but most time when people say you got a motor, that means you're really a bad player.
Right.
But you're just playing above yourself. Yeah, you're a try-hard guy. He's more than a try-hard guy.
He's a good player. He's a core piece.
There you go.
Okay, with a motor.
That's an addition. I like that. I'll go with that.
I mean, the Bulls being, even with Rose back, maybe one player away from really having a chance
Carmelo.
At taking down.
Anthony.
Oh, now we're not going to go down that road today. This is a very special day. We're not going to start all of that.
That's what we do.
Come back soon, D-Rose, please. By the way, if you're looking for ways to contact us, the phone number, which is very important, we'll say it 100 million times just in case, 312-235-2525. That's 312-235-2525. You can't do it just quite yet, but if you want to text in, the short code is 312-877. Which makes sense. It's also 6 characters long, which basically makes it a phone number anyway, called a medium code instead of a short code. Whoa. And our Twitter handle is @GameChicago. I still can't believe that was available. I can't believe that was available. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/GameChicago. And the website, thegamechicago.com. All of those things will be drilled into your ears as often as possible over the coming months.
Unfortunately, somebody locked up that web address.
Yeah. you figured
that. That's you, Cap. Did you do that?
My wife.
Do you want to tell that story?
Kind of. So we're trying to keep it quiet that we're doing the show. And I'm sitting in the office one day. I called Deacon. He's out of town. I go, hey, I'm going to buy some web addresses. Okay, my man, do whatever you want to do. So I go on and I buy Game Chicago, GameChicago.f. I buy like a dozen of them. And I register them under my wife's maiden name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to put an email with it. I put mkaplan@loumalnatis.com. And all of a sudden, some blogger picks up on it and says, I wonder what they're doing over at WGN, because Mindy Samitas Kaplan has a dozen web addresses.
You built a fortress and left the back door open.
It's exactly what I did. And nobody else in Chicago picked up on it. Unbelievable.
Well, no one knew for sure what was happening. I mean, there are times when you and I and Grip, we didn't know exactly when we're going to do this or how we're going to do
Correct.
It. It's just kind of cool that it's finally out there in the open now. And I don't know if you got, it's radio, you can't see it now. Eventually you'll see the video posted later on. There's about 100 people in Studio A right now. If you guys want to make some noise just to prove it. This is no joke. Pretty much everyone from WGN Radio and from 87.7 The Game now are all here, and this is a really big moment for all of us, and we appreciate if you're listening right now, you're here on day one. You're here in minute and hour one. And
pretty amazing.
You know, it really is.
Griff and I are looking forward to every single day in this time slot.
Yeah, I just don't know how this was kept under wraps.
It's amazing in today's time.
I'm just saying, when I got the call, I was Monday? Really?
Who'd you get the call from?
Ty called me. He's like, Monday?
Ty, can you jump on the microphone real quick?
I mean, really? Monday? How's this going to work?
Todd Manley, Vice President of Programming and Awesomeness here. Todd, take us back to the moment.
That I called Howard and begged him to be here today? That's how it went.
He texted me and said, hey, you going to join the team? What are you going to do here? I said, I'm in. I mean, why wouldn't I? An opportunity to talk sports, hang out.
In your town.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm excited.
And then Harry and Spike, after you guys, it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
I got the call from Todd, and I swore at him because I really didn't. I thought he was joking. Like, we were having those joking conversations. Yeah, screw you too. I'm serious, Quigs. And I'm coming off a strep throat, and I thought, I'm not going to make it by Monday. Thanks, Todd. I appreciate the phone call, though. It makes a lot of difference to me. Seriously, though, thank you for the opportunity. And speaking of Harry and Spike, I want to get them in here in a little bit. We do have commercials already. Our sales crew is working hard at getting us going. So thank you, sales, for already having commercials on day number one.
Yeah. Good work.
That just doesn't happen. Thank you so much for that. And so we will have to take a quick break. When we come back, we will be talking to John McDonough in just a little bit.
Looking forward to it.
We also want to get through some more of the lineup. And again, we don't even have the whole lineup done yet. We'll be making more announcements here in the coming days and weeks.
House in progress.
House in progress. But that's pretty damn good in the house.
Pretty cool.
I think we've got a great foundation.
Now, Captain.
So that's how we build it.
Only because it's day one, can I come in and say hello?
Uh-oh.
It is President's Day. This is Jimmy DeCastro. And I would, if I weren't, there's a lot of people to thank here. First, our Tribune friends, Tony Hunter and Mike Kellum and David Haw from the Tribune have been phenomenal with this. Everybody in the Tribune Tower. Special thanks to Steve Cochran and the morning show from the WGN, who's been a big part of this. John McDonough, Jay Blunt, all the other team owners who are going to be calling in. We also want to thank Merlin and Venture Technologies. But most importantly, it is President's Day. And while I maintain that all of the presidents are going to be calling in today to welcome you with this fantastic launch, I'd like to bring on the mic our president, Mr. Lawrence J. Wirt. Yeah. And Larry would be the president of the United States, except he has a few too many skeletons in his closet. Yes. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Jimmy. And I think I got Quiggs's mic, which means I'm going to have strep throat tomorrow.
Sorry.
It's all right. Well, hey, congratulations, everyone in this room right now. I'm really excited and proud to be part of this. I got to tell you, Jim DeCastro has had more influence on my career than anyone else over 30 years. And one main reason, not only because he's got a lot of vision, and this was a lot his, but he's got the courage to try and pull it off. So I'm just the bag man for you guys. But this is great to be part of this launch. And Jimmy, congratulations. I'm proud to be doing this with you again. We did this 20 years ago. We launched WMVP.
Yes, we did.
AM 1000.
Well, it's a lot of people's thanks, and we really appreciate that everybody was involved. Jeff and Jackie and Dan and the sales department who's all here. So I think because Mr. Word here would only be very appropriate as the president of the station that I kick to the first commercial units. So, Alex, would you please hit that button and let's pay for this advertiser. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. You go.
Help us fight lung cancer with your old car.